This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness broadcast, where we're watching current events in the light of Bible prophecy. I want to talk about the weather today. You know, we have a Sunday afternoon prayer out at Prayer Mountain. This is our corporate prayer. And 1 week ago, our prayer turned to the weather. We were ready to walk out, and the Lord caught up our attention on weather. And you know, we've been talking a little bit about this. Is it Bible prophecy, weather in the end times? Yes, this comes from our Lord, Jesus Christ himself. This is Matthew chapter 24, and he's talking about signs of his coming. And he says in verse 7, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and in various places there will be famines and earthquakes. All of these are the beginning of birth pangs." So we read in another chapter that he talks about pestilences, Luke 21, famines, weather. And I talked to you last week about having been in Hong Kong and seen the reports there of the earthquake. Now, in a recent Fox News I'm reading now, levee breaks along Mississippi River in flood-ravaged region. A levee on the Illinois side of the Mississippi River broke Tuesday in a region already battered for days by severe flooding. The breach happened just across the river from Burlington, Iowa, in Henderson County, Illinois. Police subsequently shut down a bridge 6 miles to the south. It speaks in here that because of this, Missouri, which is downriver, is threatened with floods. Many things happening in Cedar Rapids, happening all along in Iowa. And as we prayed, we happened to have a lawyer in our midst. He lives in Springfield. He comes to Springfield, Missouri. He comes to our prayer meetings, but he's from Iowa. And he had gone up to help his parents move livestock off of their farm onto another farm in higher ground because it had been flooded. And he'd been praying a lot about the situation and about the flooding and about the wicked weather. And he called to our attention that Iowa has lots of corn. They grow lots of corn there. I even watched last night on television what has happened to the corn crop in Iowa. Remember we said what has happened to the cyclone in Burma had destroyed like a lot of the wheat, the rice fields. And so now a lot of the corn fields have been, at least this year's crop, have been hurt. And so we are looking at this. This is definitely a sign of the last days. Now, I want to talk to you about how this can be, how this can happen. Can it be spiritual? And I want to bring you two scriptures that I think prove it can be. In Deuteronomy chapter 11, the Jews were coming into the promised land, and God speaks to them about that land. He says, "The land," this is chapter 11 and verse 10, "the land, whether you go in to possess it, is not as the land of Egypt from whence you came out, where you sowed your seed and watered it with your foot as a garden of herbs. But the land where you go to possess it is a land of hills and valleys and drinks water of the rain of heaven." They had come out of Egypt. Egypt's crops depended on the rise and fall of the Nile River. And they had water wheels and that they worked with their feet and irrigation ditches. But now they're going to go into a land that's not like that. And in the land of Israel, it drinks water from the rains of heaven. That's, it doesn't have a river. When you go and see the mighty Jordan, you'll be shocked. It's just a little river. Could be even called a creek in some places. Now, it does rise in the rainy season and get bigger. And it was bigger in Bible times, but today it's not a very big river at all. Now, Deuteronomy 11:12. "The land you're going into, the promised land, is a land which the Lord your God cares for. The eyes of the Lord your God are always upon it, from the beginning of the year even unto the end of the year. And it shall come to pass, if you shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, I will give you." What's God going to give them? What's the reward for loving God with all your heart and soul, for obeying his commandments? Here's the reward. "I will give you the rain of your land in its due season. the first rain and the latter rain, in order that you may gather in your corn, your wine, and your oil. In Israel, they have two rainy seasons, the former rain and the latter rain. The former rain, their civil year begins in the autumn at Rosh Hashanah, which is usually September, sometimes October. And the former rains begin to come at the end of October and November, and that's preparing. You've already reaped all the crops, and now you're going to prepare the land for a new crop season. Those are the former rains. The latter rains are the end of winter, which is like January, February. Sometimes they can go on over into March and a little bit maybe into April. You never get rains in the time of harvest, which is June. That's the fullness of the wheat harvest. July, August, September, and when you're gathering in the grapes and the olives. So you're going to get your rains in their season. I will give you the rains in your land in its due season, the former rain and the latter rain, in order that you may have a crop. You may gather in your corn, your wine, and your oil. And I will send grass in your fields for your cattle, that you may eat and be full. Take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived, and you turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. And then the Lord's wrath be kindled against you, and he shut up the heavens, that there be no rain, and that the land yield not her fruit, unless you perish quickly from off the good land which the Lord gave you. Bless the Lord. Now, you obey me, going to get your rains and your seasons. You don't obey me, the heavens are going to be shut up, and you're not going to have rain. Now, notice that rain, in order to be a blessing, has to be in its season at the right time, in the right amount. And rain is a blessing. We've had so much rain here in this country, you'd think it was like Noah's flood. And it has flooded around this area. But the floods right now in Iowa are so devastating, and in other parts of the world. Now listen to this. This is from 1 Samuel chapter 12. When I was in Israel studying at Upan Akiva, we had some people from Neot Kiramim, which are the gardens. It's a place in Israel where they grow all the plants of the Bible. And they would come over and teach us about the former and the latter rains. And they would teach us the importance of the rains at their right time. And they use the scripture to teach us. 1 Samuel 12:17. Is it not wheat harvest today? This is Samuel, the prophet, talking. Is it not wheat harvest today? That means it's over in like June. End of May and June. I will call unto the Lord, and he shall send thunder and rain, that you may perceive and see that your wickedness is great, which you have done in the sight of the Lord in asking for a king. So Samuel called unto the Lord, and the Lord sent thunder and rain that day, and all the people greatly feared the Lord and Samuel. You see, it's not right to have rain at the wrong time. It can destroy the wheat crop. I heard on the news that farmers were calling in to get this is our local news. They're calling in to get a weather report. They want to know if they're going to have a few days dry to bale the hay, to gather the crops. So when things are out of kilter to a great and drastic degree, even I noticed that our weather people are on television are calling it wicked weather. I believe, folks, that it is a sign. What has caused these things? The Bible tells us to examine ourselves. If we don't, it's like we have a bag with holes in it, you know. And so one of the things I think the United States of America has done so wrong is in how we've treated Israel. And our leaders pushing them to divide the land, pushing them to divide Jerusalem. This is from Condoleezza Rice met with Hezbollah leaders in Lebanon. American Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice met with Hezbollah leaders during her surprise visit to Lebanon Monday, June 16. She also spoke with Lebanese president. Her agreeing to speak with, her agreeing to speak with leaders of Hezbollah, which the United States has condemned as a terrorist organization, signaled her support of a political compromise that was forged between pro- and anti-Syrian factions in the Lebanese government last month. Folks, these are the Iranian-backed Hezbollah terrorist group. When you meet with them, with somebody of this high stature, you're recognizing them like a government. The things that we've done can push judgments. Now, is it like God sets up there and says, uh-oh, the United States has put in this roadmap and they're pushing it on to divide Jerusalem, to divide the land? No, it's not like that. God has already decreed you don't divide Jerusalem, you don't divide the land. If you do, you're putting yourself into time of judgment. What you do is the heavenlies right now, since the fall, they fell into a double kingdom system. They were Adam's, but he turned them over to Satan. And Satan and his higher leaders, we've got teachings on this, they are ruling and they're in the heavenlies here. And they're glad when we do something or God removes his protective hand. They're glad to move in with storms and rains. So we need to examine ourselves, what's going on in our state, what's going on with our leaders, what's going on with Iowa's leaders, what's going on with our own selves. Repent if we need to. Ask God's forgiveness. Ask God's forgiveness for our nation. Right now, I pray for our nation. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. The land of Israel. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lamb of God. We have to treat them right. Right now, Hamas has called for a calm, a ceasefire. And even in the meantime, they're raining down rockets. The people who are in the know in Israel believe that this will be something that will just give them time to regroup, gather in more, gather in more armament. And so we're watching this ceasefire, which the people who really love Israel and really, I suppose they all love Israel, but the military people say, no, they just want this ceasefire to regroup. And so, hallelujah, even in the meantime, record tourism in May. We were there in May. The Ministry of Tourism proudly letting it be known that the state of Israel saw more tourists this past month than in any previous month ever. We were there. We had to turn down 40 people. You couldn't get a hotel room. You couldn't get them seats on the plane. And the Bible says that the passengers will still keep coming. The tourists will still keep coming, even after the war. In Ezekiel 38 and 39, the Bible is absolutely God's truth. This is Billy Brim, and if you want to contact us, you can go online and Billy Brim, BillyBrim.org. And I'm sure they have a click-on thing there. Contact us. Let us know if you're watching this webcast and what you think about it. And, of course, then we've got our products online. And you can always reach us at our phone number, 417-336-4877. Or you can write us at Box 40, Branson, Missouri. That's Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. Watching the week in the light of Bible prophecy. How exciting it is to have the Bible in one hand and to know what God has said. And hallelujah, the Lord is coming. Shalom.